I would like to do a sort of history of one play with which I've been very much connected and of its metamorphosis as it went through the various media. And this play is probably one of the simplest, most straightforward, and most effective and least complicated of Shakespeare's plays, Julius Caesar. This play has one extraordinary characteristic that, except for one single, very short soliloquy, that of Brutus in his garden when he's waiting for the conspirators, there are no soliloquies, there are no monologues in Julius Caesar. So that problem, which is one of the greatest in transferring to another, to a film medium, is non-existent. Now, I've done this show a great many times. The first time I did it, it was the very great success of our first season at the Mercury Theatre. It was Orson Welles who directed it. I was the producer of the organization. He was the director. And for him, it was not his first crack at this property. He had done it at the age of 12 at the Todd School in Wisconsin. And he had played both the part of Cassius and Antony and directed it. So he knew the play quite well by that time. What he did, which is sort of theatrical history, was to, without in any sense making a stunt of it, he played it in modern costume, he played it in uniforms, and there was a very clear implication that there was some relation between the dictatorship of Julius Caesar in Rome and the dictatorships of Hitler and Mussolini, who at the time that we were doing this production were at the height of their ascending curve. The play had an enormous effect on audiences. It put the Mercury Theatre on the map, and it is still remembered by people who saw it as an extraordinary experience in that small 650-seat theatre. And though we played it for 7 months, we played it to an extremely limited number of people. Well, immediately the temptations and the offers arrived, and within a year we had a radio program of our own called the Mercury Theatre on the Air, and we did Julius Caesar as a radio show. Now, in the memory of, I can't see you because I'm blinded by lights, but in the memory of the older among you, radio was at one time a rather distinguished art form. It didn't last very long, but for about 7 or 8 years, it was a rather limited, essentially narrative and rhetorical rather than dramatic art, but of quite an important artistic manifestation. Then the commercial elements moved in, and the golden age was over, the experimental age was over, and radio very quickly became a sort of routine affair before it was wiped off the map by television. But we were asked, and we were only too eager to, since it was our production and we had no royalties to pay, to do Julius Caesar on as a radio show. Now, what do? You are now confronted with the problem of moving the stage play, which was essentially a visual and oral experience in the theater and a spatial experience, onto a medium where there was nothing to see, where you were simply listening. You were unable to take advantage of the contemporary nature of the production. You couldn't make the suggestions that we made by using the sort of dark olive green uniforms. You had to do it all with sound. So we devised an ingenious and perfectly respectable and proper and defensible notion. At that time, the leading news commentator in the country, Ed Murrow of his day, Brinkley Huntley of his day, was a man called Kaltenborn, who had rather a high and frightfully meticulous voice. He spoke rather like this in a rather curious, stilted accent, but he was very, very popular at the time. and he worked for CBS as we did. So we took the original Tacitus, and we took the sources which Shakespeare had taken, and which, as a matter of fact, Shakespeare had used almost slavishly in that production, and we gave them to Kaltenborn to speak, so that it was treated as a news event, and Kaltenborn read the contemporary Roman historian and set up the various scenes, which we then dramatized and played with our original cast. And it was effective, it worked, and certainly a very large number of people became acquainted with some of the more exciting and dramatic aspects of this great classic than would otherwise have had an opportunity of ever encountering it.
And that is John Houseman from a 1967 lecture at the University of Santa Clara. Houseman tells the story of Julius Caesar on radio.